Chapter 44. Inside the Habosphere's staging room, Rachel Sexton felt like an astronaut as she slid into one of NASA's Mark IX microclimate survival suits. The black, one-piece, hooded jumpsuit resembled an inflatable scuba suit. Its two-ply, memory foam fabric was fitted with hollow channels through which a dense gel was pumped to help the wearer regulate body temperature in both hot and cold environments. Now, as Rachel pulled the tight-fitting hood over her head, her eyes fell on the NASA administrator. He appeared as a silent sentinel at the door, clearly displeased with the necessity for this little mission. Nora Manger was muttering obscenities as she got everyone outfitted. "Here's an extra pudgy," she said, tossing Corky his suit. Tolland was already half into his. Once Rachel was fully zipped up, Nora found the stopcock on Rachel's side and connected her to an infusion tube that coiled out of a silver canister resembling a large scuba tank. "Inhale," Nora said, opening the valve. Rachel heard a hiss and felt gel being injected into the suit. The memory foam expanded, and the suit compressed around her, pressing down on her inner layer of clothing. The sensation reminded her of sticking her hand underwater while wearing a rubber glove. As the hood inflated around her head, it pressed in on her ears, making everyone sound muffled. "I'm in a cocoon." "Best thing about the Mark IX," Nora said, "is the padding. You can fall on your ass and not feel a thing." Rachel believed it. She felt like she was trapped inside a mattress. Nora handed Rachel a series of tools, an ice axe, tether snaps, and carabiners, which she affixed to the belt harnessed on Rachel's waist. "All this?" Rachel asked, eyeing the gear. "To go 200 yards? Nora's eyes narrowed. "You want to come or not?" Tolan gave Rachel a reassuring nod. "Nora's just being careful." Corky connected to the infusion tank and inflated his suit, looking amused.
"I feel like I'm wearing a giant condom."
Nora gave a disgusted groan. "Like you'd know, virgin boy." Tolan sat down next to Rachel. He gave her a weak smile as she donned her heavy boots and crampons. "You sure you want to come?" His eyes had a protective concern that drew her in. Rachel hoped her confident nod belied her growing trepidation.
200 yards, not far at all.
"And you thought you could find excitement only on the high seas?" Tolland chuckled, talking as he attached his own crampons. "I've decided I like liquid water much better than this frozen stuff."
"I've never been a big fan of either," Rachel said. "I fell through the ice as a kid. Water's made me nervous ever since."
Tolland glanced over, his eyes sympathetic. "Sorry to hear that. When this is over, you'll have to come out and visit me on the Goya. I'll change your mind about water, promise." The invitation surprised her. The Goya was Tolland's research ship, well known both from its role in amazing seas as well as its reputation as one of the strangest-looking ships on the ocean. Although a visit to the Goya would be unnerving for Rachel, she knew it would be hard to pass up. "She's anchored 12 miles off the coast of New Jersey at the moment," Tolland said, struggling with his crampon latches.
"Sounds like an unlikely spot."
"Not at all. The Atlantic seaboard is an incredible place. We were gearing up to shoot a new documentary when I was so rudely interrupted by the president."
Rachel laughed. "Shooting a documentary on what?"
"Sferna Makarin and megaplumes."
Rachel frowned. "Glad I asked."
Tolland finished attaching his crampons and looked up. "Seriously, I'll be filming out there for a couple of weeks. Washington's not that far from the Jersey coast. Come out when you get back home. No reason to spend your life afraid of the water. My crew would roll out the red carpet for you."
Nora Manger's voice blared. "Are we going outside? Or should I get you two some candles and champagne?"